Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberger is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and his NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism is the gold standard for what small business owners are thinking. It's just unbelievable, folks. I've known about it for decades, but I've been reporting on it with Bill for 14 now, and it's amazing how absolutely spot on it is with what I see out on the street, and when I talk to my people, and so I encourage you to go to his website, which is smallbiz.org, and that's smallbus.org, to find the index and the summary. You can also find it at the NFIB.com website. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on another outstanding and important report. Does it bother you that we've got such a dysfunctional employment picture in America when we see the unemployment go down, the U3 number go down, and it not really tell the story of what's happening out there? Is that really annoys me, it bothers me, it disturbs me? What do you think? Am I right or am I wrong about feeling that way?
Yeah, no, you're right, and we could rejoice in the fact that the unemployment rate went down,
the U3,
to 6.1% with a lousy job creation number, and the main reason it went down is that people left the labor force, so
yeah.
We can't count you as unemployed if you give up and you're not looking for a job. We don't count you anymore. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the kind of better measure, the broader measure, is still at 12%, a little over 12%. That's not good. I mean, it's a very simple equation. People working make GDP, make stuff, produce stuff, services and goods. And the more of us that are sitting on the sidelines and not making anything, the lower our growth is going to be.
But we've got a multifaceted challenge, don't we, Bill, right now in our economy and our society. We have all these people. We have all this consumer demand, all this consumer. We're a consumer society, a consumer economy, I guess I should say. We have all this capability, but yet our technology is making it where we can make things with fewer people. We have people who are not trained for the new jobs that we do need in those factories, so to speak. We're still globalization is still continuing apace. I mean, all of that contributes to a really multifaceted employment challenge in America right now.
Oh, sure. But, of course, I don't blame technology. I mean,
we've
lived with technological change. When we went, the cotton gin, displaced
yep.
a lot of workers. The tractor displaced a lot of workers. I mean, we went, 1950, we had like 11 million people working.
But, Bill, the pace of all that is what's taking our breath away.
That's the interesting issue, is how fast is that. And there's a lot of great technological change. I mean, you look at... the first big technological change in the phone industry eliminated operators, but now the technology just improves the service that you get. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no more operators. You got your phone, and it just does a lot of things for you and makes you happier, I guess. But, we do have a lot of technological change, and the interesting question you raise is it coming faster? That is, we've always adapted as a race. A bunch of people, a bunch of Americans, consumers. We've adapted to change. The farmers, we did have 11 million farmers. Now we only have 2 million, even though the country's three times larger. But we don't have a lot of unemployed
mm-hmm.
farmers, because over time, the farmers chose, and their children chose, to do something else. But if the technological change comes so fast, you don't have time to adjust.
Right.
Then you do have these employment challenges.
Well, and see, the other thing, Bill, and this is something I've been talking about for a long time. My father went from the farm to the factory, and it was a natural progression. and there were enough factories to absorb all the boys and girls coming off the farm. It was a natural skill set transfer from the farm to the factory. But now we're going from factory to whatever we have in the 21st century, and it's not a natural progression for those people.
Right. And it's faster too.
Yeah. I've said this before on the show. I talked to a man who runs a paper mill, a brown paper mill, and I said, how many of your employees use technology in computers in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%. I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I built just like it 10 years ago.
Yep, that's what's happening. I went through the Owens Corning plant one time watching them make that pink stuff we put in our attic, and I couldn't find any workers. And the few that you found are in these little well-lit booths, you know, with all the technology in front of them.
We're in the middle of this disruptive employment conversion right now. Don't you think we're literally in the vortex of all that right at this moment?
Well, it's certainly happening, and happening at a rapid pace. And we do know that a lot of firms are complaining about skill shortages, especially the science and math and those kinds of things. But I sent you that little study that we did
Yep.
that showed that it's not that though. Most jobs still don't require a degree in chemistry or mm-hmm. engineering or whatever. It requires, a willing worker who's willing to invest in becoming a good employee, and boy, we're lacking those.
And this month, 46% of your respondents said they had no or few qualified applicants.
Right, exactly.
That's part of this, folks, that's part of this vortex I'm talking about, this distressful period we're in right now with employment. Quick break, right back with Bill Duckerberg. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.